Good morning, students. Today our topic of discussion is organic compounds containing nitrogen. So we'll discuss today about the organic compounds that contains nitrogen. Among them, amines is the most important class of organic compound. These are regarded as the derivatives of ammonia found by replacing one or more hydrogen atoms with either alkyl or aryl groups, resulting in the formation of aliphatic or aromatic amines. These compounds containing nitrogen are very essential for both human being and animals. They may be present in proteins, vitamins, alkaloids and hormones. Apart from that, these constitute some polymers, drugs and dyes. For example, adrenaline and ephedrine are quite often used in increasing blood pressure. Novocaine is used as anesthesia by dentists. Histamines are very popular. Antihistamines are that are given to the patient suffering from allergy. Next, we'll talk about the structure of amines. Amines are the alkyl or aryl derivatives of ammonia, in which the central atom nitrogen is sp3 hybridized. Out of 4 hybrid orbitals, 3 are involved in the formation of sigma bond with the orbitals of hydrogen atoms. Alkyl or aryl group, the 4th atom has a lone pair of electrons. Thus, just like ammonia, all 3 types of amines are pyramidal in shape. However, the bond angles are slightly more than in ammonia due to the greater repulsion in the alkyl or aryl groups compared with hydrogen atoms in ammonia. For example, the bond angle in trimethyl amine, which is tertiary in nature, is about 108 degrees. Next, we'll talk about the classification of amines. Amines are classified as primary, secondary and tertiary amines depending upon the number of hydrogen atoms of ammonia which have been replaced. Primary amines are also called 1-degree amines, in which one hydrogen atom has been replaced. For example, methylamine, ethylamine, aniline, etc. Its characteristic group is NH2. Secondary amine is also called 2-degree amine, are the ammonia derivatives in which 2 hydrogen atoms have been replaced. For example, dimethylamine, diethylamine, diphenylamine. Characteristic group is NH. Next is tertiary amine, 3-degree amine, are the ammonia derivatives in which 3 hydrogen atoms have been replaced. Apart from amines, the above amines, there is another class of organic compound known as quaternary amine salt, ammonium salts, which are the ammonium compound formed by the replacement of all the 4 hydrogen atoms with either alkyl or aryl groups. Next, we'll talk about nomenclature of amines. The nomenclature of both aliphatic and aromatic amines are explained. Now see here, aliphatic amine, the common name of aliphatic amines can be written in 2 ways. According to one system, the suffix amine is added to the name of the alkyl group in which nitrogen atom is attached. In the mixed secondary and tertiary amines, the names of the alkyl groups are arranged in an aliphatic order and the suffix amine is then added. According to the other system, the aliphatic amines are known as aminoalkanes and are named by adding the prefix amino to the name of the parent chain. Secondary amines are named as N-alkyl aminoalkanes, and similarly, tertiary amines are regarded as N,N-dialkyl aminoalkanes. Here, the largest alkyl group
form a part of the parent chain, while the smaller alkyl group are regarded as the substituent. The prefixes NN are used to indicate that the alkyl groups are attached to the nitrogen atom and do not represent the substituent in the branch chain. For example, ethylamine or aminoethene, CH3CH2NH2. Ethyl methylamine is CH3CH2NH. Or N-methylaminoethene. In the IUPAC system, the amines are regarded as alkanamines and their names are obtained by removing the last letter E from the name of the corresponding alkane and attaching the suffix amine. It may be noted that in both the systems of nomenclature, the complete name of the amine is regarded as one word. For example, ethanamine, CH3CH2NH2. N-methylpentane-3-amine, CH3CH2CH2CH3, and here in it is called N-methylpentane-amine. Next, we'll talk about the aromatic amines. In the common system, these are considered as the derivatives of aniline, which is the parent member of the family. The position of the substituent are indicated as ortho for 1,2 or meta 1,3 or para 1,4 with respect to the amino group. However, in higher substituted amines, the position of the substituents are indicated by Arabic numerals. For example, on benzene ring, if there is an NH2 group, that is called aniline, and that is considered as position 1. And the others compound will be named as taking NH2 as position 1. Next, we'll talk about isomerism in amines. Amines exhibit following types of isomerism in their molecules, like chain isomerism, metamerism, position isomerism, and functional isomerism. So at first we'll discuss about the chain isomerism. Aliphatic amines with 4 or more carbon atoms shows chain isomerism, like butanamine. It can be, if NH2 is at number 1 carbon, it is called butana-1-amine. If methyl is placed, when methyl group is placed in the second carbon, it is called 2-methylpropane-1-amine. And if two carbons are on the other side of the carbon attached to NH2, then it is called 2-methylpropane-2-amine. And this is called chain isomerism, as the position as one is straight chain, another are branched. Next is metamerism. In this case, the amines have the same molecular formula, differ with respect to the alkyl group on either sides of the nitrogen atom. That is, they have different alkyl groups. For example, C2H5NH-C2H5. This is N-ethylethanamine. Next is CH3NH-C3H7. This is N-methylpropanamine. Next is CH3NH-CH-CH3-2-. This is N-methylpropane-2-amine. Next is position isomerism. The amines differ with respect to the position of the amino group. For example, CH3CH2CH2NH2. Here, NH2 group or amino group is at number 1 carbon, so it's called propane-1-amine. Now, if amino group NH2 is at second carbon, it is called propane-2-amine. Next is functional isomerism. Primary, secondary, and tertiary amines with the same molecular formula are the examples of functional isomerism. Now, we'll discuss about the methods of preparation of amines. There are various methods of preparation of amines. Among them, some important methods are discussed. So, number 1 is ammonolysis of alkyl halides. This is called Hoffman ammonolysis. In this method, alkyl halide is heated with alcoholic solution of ammonia in a sealed tube at about 373 Kelvin, and the following reactions takes place. C2H5I or ethyl iodide, when treated with ammonia at 373 Kelvin, it forms ethyl amine. Ethyl amine again treated with ethyl iodide, it forms diethylamine. Again, diethylamine treated with ethyl iodide, it forms triethylamine. Triethylamine again treated with ethyl iodide, it forms tetraethyl ammonium iodide. Next method is by reduction of nitro compounds. Nitro compounds can be reduced to primary amines by number of reagents such as hydrogen in presence of renin nickel, platinum or palladium. This is called catalytic hydrogenation. The reduction in the acidic medium can be carried with tin in presence of HCl or iron in presence of HCl. So nitroethane, when treated with hydrogen in presence of renin nickel, platinum or palladium as catalyst, is formed ethyl amine and water. Like that, nitrobenzene, when treated with hydrogen in presence of renin nickel, platinum or palladium, it undergoes reduction reaction to form amine. Nitrobenzene is treated in acidic medium in presence of tin and HCl or Fe HCl to form aniline. Reduction with iron scrap and hydrochloric acid is preferred because FeCl2 formed in the reaction is hydrolyzed to release the acid. This means that only a small amount of acid is needed to initiate the reaction. Next, we'll discuss about the preparation of amines by reduction of nitriles or cyanides. Nitriles can be reduced to primary amines with either lithium aluminium hydride dissolved in anhydrous ether or with sodium and alcohol. It is called Mendius reaction. It can be achieved by catalytic hydrogenation with hydrogen in the presence of renin nickel. So methyl cyanide, and treated with renin nickel in presence of hydrogen, it produces ethyl amine. Like that, phenyl cyanide is reduced in presence of renin nickel to form benzyl amine. This method cannot be used to repair aniline. Next is synthetic application. Alkyl cyanides can be easily prepared by reacting alkyl halides with alcoholic cation or NaCN. Thus, alkyl halides can be converted to primary amines with one carbon more, and they can give a number of products. For example, alkyl halides, when treated with KCN, it forms RCN. And again, it is reduced in presence of lithium aluminium hydride or sodium in presence of ethanol or alcohol to form primary aniline. So here we can see that there is a lengthening of the chain. One carbon is introduced. Next one is, method of preparation is by reduction of oxymes. Oxymes of both aldehydes and ketones can be converted to primary amines by reducing either with sodium or alcohol or lithium aluminium hydride. For example, acetyl doxime, when reduced in presence of sodium and alcohol or lithium aluminium hydride to form ethyl amine. Like that, acetoxime, when reduced in presence of lithium aluminium hydride or sodium in presence of alcohol to form isopropyl amine. Next important method is by Hoffman degradation of acid amides. This is called Hoffman bromide reaction. When a primary acid amide is heated with an aqueous or ethanolic solution of sodium hydroxide and bromine, it gives a primary amine with one carbon atom less. The reaction is therefore regarded as degradation reaction. For example, acetamide, when treated with bromine in presence of sodium hydroxide, when heated, it forms methylamine. So here we can see that the amine which we have obtained, it has one carbon less than the parent amide. So hence it is called degradation reaction. Benzamide, when treated with bromine in presence of NaOH, it forms aniline. So here we can see that benzamide, their number of carbon is one carbon more than that of aniline. So here this is also a example of degradation reaction. Next is by reductive amination of aldehydes and ketones. Aldehydes and ketones can be converted to primary amines by reacting with ammonia in the presence of reducing agents such as hydrogen and radium ion. An amine is initially formed, which upon catalytic hydrogenation gives primary amine. The reaction is known as reductive amination. For example, acetaldehyde, when treated with ammonia, it forms acetaldehyde, and which undergoes reduction in presence of hydrogen and nickel to form ethyl amine. Like that, benzaldehyde, when treated with ammonia, it produces benzaldehyde and it undergoes reduction to form benzyl amine. Next important method is by Gabriel thalamide synthesis. This is very useful and convenient method for the preparation of primary amines. Thalamide is the starting compound and various steps are involved. So at first, thalamide is treated with alcoholic solution of KOH to form potassium thalamide. The salt is then treated with an alkyl halide. The product N-alkyl thalamide is hydrolyzed with dilute HCl to form a primary amine. So students, this is all about the method of preparation of amines. Now we'll talk about its properties, that is its physical properties. So students, now we'll discuss about the physical properties. The lower aliphatic amines are gases with Fischer order. Primary amines with three or more carbon atoms are liquid, still higher ones are solid. Aniline and other alkyl amines are usually colorless but get colored on storage due to atmospheric oxidation. Lower aliphatic amines are soluble in water because they can form hydrogen bond with water molecule. However, solubility decreases with increase in molar mass of amines due to increase in the size of the hydrophobic alkyl part. Higher amines are essentially insoluble in water, considering the electronegativity of nitrogen of amines and oxygen of alcohol as 3 and 3.5, we can predict the pattern of solubility of amines and alcohols in water. Out of butane 1 all and butane 1 amine, we will see that which one is more soluble. We can say that amines are less polar than alcohol, and hence alcohols form stronger intermolecular hydrogen bond. Hence alcohols are more. Next we'll discuss about the primary and secondary amines are engaged in intermolecular association due to hydrogen bonding between nitrogen of one and hydrogen of another molecule. The intermolecular association is more in primary amines than in secondary amines, as there are two hydrogen atoms available in primary amines that can form hydrogen bond. Tertiary amines do not have any intermolecular association due to the absence of hydrogen atom available for hydrogen bond formation. Therefore, the order of boiling point of isomeric amines is as follows. So see here that primary amines, they have more boiling point, and the tertiary amine has the least. Okay students, so this is all about the method of preparation and physical properties of amines.